This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but that was some borderline playoff energy at the Boston Garden. Excuse me, the TD Garden. Oh, for God's sakes, the Boston Garden. That was some playoff energy on an early November Thursday. What was this, regular season game number 15 for the
16
Bruins?
For the 16. Bruins. Yeah, we're within the first 20, within the first quarter of the season still.
Yeah, we're within the first fifth. If it's an 82-game season, you've played like a fifth of your season, a season in which you saw the Bruins get off to a hot start and then hit the skids like it was nobody's business, making people en masse around Boston and Bruins Nation think the season was already over, time to start looking at the draft, scouting prospects, and punting on all hopes and expectations. One of those losses, of course, was at the hands of the Ottawa Senators, 7-2, and it wasn't even really that close. And then now to reverse gears and start another winning streak. Now, the latest W for Marco Sturm and company, a 3-2 overtime thriller against those Senators last night at the Garden. You know, I got to say, you know, Andy says all the time, like, oh, Sturm's my guy. I think Sturm is now everybody's guy, first off, because of the way this team is responding to him, how frank his manner of business in which he carries himself. Obviously, it helps when you're winning, Dan, but this is a guy that I think Boston is going to continue to grow to like and love. Zaka with the game winner. I love this quote from Sturm last night. These guys give me everything they have. They really do. Did we play the way we wanted early on? Probably not. But I think everyone gets it now. Everyone knows me now, knows what I want out of them. Just plain, frank, straightforward, and simple. And he's getting this is a blue-collar guy, and he's getting a workmanlike effort out of these guys right now. Shame on anyone that wrote off the Bruins season before we even carved into turkey or took a football nap.
No, I'm willing to put my hand up and show some accountability on that one, because I thought we'd see a month of Bruins hockey where they'd win five games before we saw a five-game winning streak at any point. Like, this is an unprecedented run. I know we're only 16 games into the season, but I didn't see exciting hockey coming from this group. Cardiac kids, they've won in the overtime or a shootout in three of their last four games. And I love looking at those two Ottawa games, Fitzy, as the litmus test for how far this team has come in a short amount of time. So their last loss was that 7-2 game against Ottawa before they then turned around and beat the Islanders 5-2. Mistake prone, rebounds, penalties, power plays, and just an embarrassing effort in a group that looked like they were on the verge of collapsing. Come back to last night's game, and Korpisalo gives up a goal on the first shot. They outshoot Ottawa to holy hell in that first period and are still losing after the 20. They didn't fold. They didn't give it up. Geeky and Corrali score in the second period to give you the lead. You give it back, but you win the game in overtime. There's just a fight. There's a fight in this group that we weren't seeing a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And in lieu of having this game-changing championship-level talent, Fitz, you got to have something else. And the effort that's coming from this group and the fight that they're showing so far has really impressed me. And to your point, that is absolutely a factor of their head coach.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, like, is this effort a product of just the assembled, you know, B-minus squad that a lot of people thought that they were? And I guess we're sort of being nice when we say that.
Yeah.
Is it a product of the way that Sturm is able to coach them up? Are they playing with a chip on their shoulder, a little defiance, like, oh, hey, we heard some of the radio stations and TV people and read some of the Bruins blogs saying the season was over and we were a wrap before we even had a chance to have this Zamboni come out for the second period. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a combination there in between the three, but I think one question has been answered. There's still many questions to be asked and answered about the team, like
right.
the goalie rotation. Do they have enough firepower to hold on? Can the defense that can some of the moves he's made, like, you know, swapping Lorie out to help by McAvoy, can the defense stay healthy and whatnot? But I think one question has been answered 16 games in. Is Marco Sturm the right man for the job? The answer, hell yeah.
Absolutely. I cannot be more impressed and quite frankly surprised by what he's doing through 16 games. And the way that he is a rookie head coach in the NHL has just cut out all the BS, all the nonsense. You're not playing well, I'm going to bench you. And then you're going to have to try to work your way back into the lineup. Mm-hmm. And once you get in, you need to take advantage of the situation. Middlestat, who's Nadinov? Now Lorie's in the middle of it. In the goalie situation, Swayman wasn't earning it, so he got benched, and Korpisalo wins you a couple games. So there's no politics. There's no playing favorites. There's no anything that you possibly could try to accuse past Bruins coaches of when they weren't winning games the way that they should, especially in the playoffs. It's just very simple. You're going to work for it, or you're not going to have a spot in my lineup. And to see that he's been empowered to make those kind of lineup decisions, you don't always see that, especially with guys that are making millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. But it seems like he has carte blanche to make the decisions that he feels best to put the best lineup out there. And you're seeing a team, Fitzy, that has just become fun to watch. I was dreading watching Bruins hockey this year. And I'm a huge hockey fan. I love the Bruins. I love the game in general. I was dreading seeing how this season would play out. And now they're must-watch television for me and a lot of Bruins fans everywhere. And I did not have that on my Bruins bingo card.
I think a lot of people thought this was going to be the Mayo Sturm year, if you will.
Yeah,
just like,
true.
Oh, boy. Oh, you were the right guy. Oh, you have connections to the organization. Oh, you're beloved by the front office. And oh, boy, this is way above your pay grade. And oh, no, this is not going to go the way we wanted it to. And instead now, like, there was fight early on last year from the Patriots, but this team is playing. They're playing tough. They're playing very. There's no quit in them. You're getting the most, like, you're the one who said, you led the charge here, at least on this station, that this was an inferior roster, inferior to an adequate roster that needed an injection of youth and scoring talent. And so you're getting the most out of them. And see, that's the telltale sign of a good coach, to get the most out of what you have, even if you don't have as much as everyone else, or you don't have enough to elevate expectations on the from the national media and your fan base as well. Just be entertaining. Be a compelling product. Give your fan base hope until some of the young guys you have in Providence and in the minors can make their way up. And then we'll see where it goes. But I'm glad we've answered at least one question. Is Marco Sturm the right guy for the job? Yes, he is. And, you know, hey, the win came last night against our old pal Linus Ullmark. Goalie hugs for everybody. Thanks for coming. The Bruins continue to impress and amaze. They are 9-7 on the season. Good on them for the dub last night. All right, time to move towards the 3 o'clock hour, everyone. Big Teddy J is making his way to the studio. We're going to have some three-point stances for you. Of course, Mike Giardi from Boston Sports Journal at 3:30 as well. In our three-point stances, we're going to talk some New England Patriots, and we're also going to talk the Red Sox. I believe Dan and our pal Stiz have a stance that says we're ignoring the biggest trade chip that the Red Sox may have. All right. I'm curious. Let's find out on the other side as we make our way to the 3 o'clock hour here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.